21 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the fundamentals of what we're speaking about today on the issue, let me remind you that if you tune in to this broadcast each day, if you tune in occasionally, if down through the years, we've been doing this for 10 or 11, 12 years, if you've been a listener for all of those years, if it's a blessing to you, if it informs you and challenges you, provides you with a Christian central biblicist worldview of what is happening in the world, let me encourage you with the latter portion of the year, let me encourage you to make a contribution for the coming new year for us to have the funds to continue to do the broadcasting that I believe pleases God as a watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead and what is taking place from a central biblicist worldview. You can make that donation, that contribution for whatever is available to you and what God would have you to do. Do not use your church tithes and offerings to support this ministry, but over and above your tithes and offerings to your local New Testament church, let me encourage you to give a contribution before the end of the year. It's tax deductible. It's a 501c3 organization. Our church is a nonprofit, and this is a broadcast for First Conservative Baptist Church. So let me encourage you to participate in sustaining and broadening and continuing to allow us to broadcast each and every day as we go into the new year. That's an encouragement, I believe, for us to be faithful in what God would have us to do. If you're being blessed by this broadcast ministry, then would you be a blessing to others by sustaining it each and every day? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. Has our government lost its way? I believe we've lost our way. We're watching, for example, ladies and gentlemen, the fiasco where Joe Biden had said that he was not going to pardon, didn't intend to pardon his son, Joe Biden. No, he didn't pardon him for what he had done. He just gave a blanket pardon across the board for crimes that Hunter Biden has not even done. This article reads, KJP makes hilarious comments on Hunter's pardon, claims Biden believes in being truthful. White House Press Secretary, 10 years coming to a close and not a moment too soon for Americans. Her time at the podium has been marked by an unprecedented mix of dishonesty, scolding, and almost comical lack of competence. From dodging basic questions to lecturing the press corps like a condescending substitute teacher, Jean Pierre's legacy is not one of transparency or grace, but of mistrust and irritation. She could go down as the worst press secretary in the White House in all of American history. It goes on to say about Joe Biden's honesty is what I'm talking about. She prepares to leave. She's ending her career with much the same way she started, with blunders and disingenuous tone that leaves even friendly media cringing. This is from the Daily Wire, ladies and gentlemen. Listen. White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre said on Monday that President Joe Biden was being truthful when he told the American people it came to the topic of pardoning his son, convicted felon Hunter Biden. one of the things that the president always believes in is to be truthful to the American people, she said, despite Biden's repeated stating on the record that he will not pardon his son. That is something that he always is truthful, and he believes in telling the truth to the people. She goes on as she states then, this writer says it's the latest emblematic idea of her entire career. On Monday, she claimed that President Joe Biden was being truthful about his controversial decision to pardon his son, Hunter Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, that's bad enough, but I'm looking at a headline. I'll read the headline. We'll get back to it after we take our caller. Just incredible, this headline says. Biden is considering preemptive pardons for Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, and Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if those three, if they've done nothing wrong, if they're not broken any laws, why pardon them? Understand what I'm saying? We're watching our government going awry. And we'll close this broadcast in a moment as we do a trickle down to where we're going in relationship to what President Trump says he's going to do when he goes back in office. There's a long, long, long list of things that he's promised to do. And we'll look at it in just a moment, just a few of those things on that list. That if he does those things, it's putting America back into position that we recognize that we're to be our government is to be subordinate to God, because God created civil government to be his slave servant to protect we the people. France has just ousted its leadership. They have just shuffled down, if you please. They have cast out all of their leadership in government. They have just imploded the government. They've just made a determination, we're going to change the form of government. Now, that could be good or bad coming out of France. But I believe we've just witnessed a similar thing take place at the ballot box in America, where we've made the determination, we the people, we've made the determination that we need government for the people, of the people, by the people, and not for the government, by the government, and against the people. And that's what we've been seeing for years. I believe I have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. We the people have spoken, and I believe that if we could get that verbiage in our habitual way of speaking, it would absolutely be more powerful than we already are. Because everybody focuses on President Trump. Well, hello, he's our representative. We, the people, sent that red wave because we all unified, joined together as American citizens and said no more. So our government has been awry, and it's about to be a right because God has exposed the truth, and the truth, as we know, sets us free. It doesn't actually just set us free. It makes us free. The more we tell the truth, the freer we get and the closer we get to God. And he has said, I have heard the verse over and over and over in prayer, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And President Trump picking his cabinet now, I don't think is wise, and it can and will be harmful, because you never show the enemy your hand. You just don't show him your hand. And so there is that tool that you speak about. For 10 days, he can call a recess, and he can do all the appointments. And right now, the Leviathan's head is bruised with that red wave of voting, but we need to sever the head, and cutting all that bureaucracy establishment will sever it, and then we need to seal it with love. You can't seal it with love before you sever.
You know, all I can say to that is amen, amen, amen. I believe that we're witnessing the hand of God. I believe that God has divinely intervened. I believe he has, if you want to put it in the Youngblood vernacular, God's intervened. God has made the determination that Trump will be back in office. Now it's left up to, he's placed it in the hands of we the people, then to continue to pray and hold up Trump's hands to carry out what God's called him. Now listen, I'm not saying Trump is perfect. I'm not saying that every decision he has made, shall make, or will make is that which pleases me. There's some flaws that I find, some flaws that I know, but it's because we're all human and we find those human flaws in others. But I'm thankful that God has placed Trump in the position to start cleaning house. Lisa, I want to ask you a question. Why would you think Biden is now considering the preemptive pardon for Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, and Dr. Anthony Fauci? Let me read you about two paragraphs, get your take on it. In the wake of Joe Biden's pardon of his son Hunter, a new report says that president is now considering a preemptive pardon for officials who could be targeted with President-elect Donald Trump's return to the White House. And it goes on to talk about the three names, Liz Cheney and Dr. Anthony Fauci and Adam Schiff. So why would they think, that President Trump would get retribution using lawfare? Because after all, the Democrats never used lawfare against Trump. They should never think that he'd come after the enemies of the state, the enemies of the nation, the enemies of Trump. What are your thoughts on that?
That the mob family has been exposed and they're trying to cover their butts. And and that's the plain truth. I mean, anybody that is allowing themselves to see truth can see that. And so this is, again, the need for the 10-day recess. Recess, appoint, and let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely. I'm concerned about John Thune. I don't think John Thune is even close to a conservative. I'm adamantly opposed to the manner in which he was elected with secret ballot in the U.S. Senate, pushed and promulgated by Mitch, head of the Senate now. Yeah, Mitch McConnell. I think that it's antithetical to anything that would be called truth whatsoever, and yet he's in a position that he's made that happen, and I believe John Thune is going to be one of the major stumbling blocks, if you please, for all of the Trump nominees, because it will be under his leadership primarily that will see those rush through, push through, and or make the decision to say yes to any overture of Trump for a 10-day recess to do that. So we need to keep praying. It is my prayer that somehow, some way, when the Senate goes back into session the first of the year, enough of the senators will determine we didn't have a voice in that vote on who's going to lead us. Let's cancel that and start from scratch. I believe it's possible.
Yeah.
I believe it should be done, and we need to be praying that God will do it. But going back to Anthony Fauci, the radicals, the rhinos, and the Democrats all understand that Anthony Fauci lied to the public, lied to the president, Donald J. Trump, lied his way into worming his way into the White House to make it look as though it was doom and gloom, and he was on the payroll, if you please, for a big farmer. And as a result of that, he claims now that his life is in danger. We're paying him, we the people, taxpayers, paying Anthony Fauci in his retirement about $500,000 a year, plus 24/7 around the clock body security protection by the Secret Service. I think all of that needs to stop. But Biden knows where the skeletons are in the closet, and he's trying to protect them for the future, knowing that Trump will go in and try to clean the sewer and get these people get the citizens to recognize what these people have done for us and against us. Lisa, thank you so much, Vika. Hold them accountable. It's not, you hit it. It's not retribution. It's holding those accountable that's brought America to its knees morally, ethically, and politically, and has gotten us in the position that no more can we look at government with admiration or with any consideration of their being there to protect we the people. So it deserves our prayer. Our prayers. Absolutely. Lisa, thank you so much.
To keep stating that. Hold them accountable. It's not retribution. It's holding them accountable. Because if we don't, more criminality will continue. Worse
than
we've even
seen,
Lisa, if that's even fathomable.
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking
you
up.
Too.
I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question to comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, good afternoon. Terrific show. And I've been listening while I've been on hold, and Lisa's call was extraordinary. And you guys were discussing it, brought up my question, and I would just give you kind of a funny answer to it. I don't know, but that word accountability is so important. Parents that raise their children right, train up a child right, and the government's response to these things. You have the head cabbage in the White House right now saying for years, I would never pardon my son. I would never do it. And, of course, he did it because there's no accountability. And that goes across the board. It's not retribution, but we need to go after. So here's my question. If they're now the scuttlebutt around White House is that he's talking about doing a preemptive pardon for Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, and Dr. Fauci. That's unthinkable. That's ridiculous. It's unheard of. So why don't we, the people, decide that, you know what, we'd like a little blanket coverage. In the legal arenas, they have things that they call mediation and arbitration versus litigation. Well, us as citizens out here running around, we'd like to know that we can have some protection in the future if we ever stub our toe or we've done anything that, you know, might. What kind of wild, out of this world occurrence is that, where three or four people in government, in addition to his son, Hunter, that he's already pardoned, and who knows who else that's going to be a high profile is going to come up. What part of this has any basis or standing in reality? It's absurd. So I got an idea. The world's upside down? Oh, okay, so we the people want that pardon too. Well, why? You can't do that. Well, of course we can't do that. Well, who said, you know, this is like a mom and dad that are lunatics. This, our government is supposed to be good stewards of the charge that they're given, and they usually, when they do an oath, so help me God. This, as you said, it is God over government, and we, the people, bow to one God. Avoid the rush, because at some point, every knee will bow. What is Ephesians 3:20? To him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more, we put our faith in God. And yes, we voted for Trump, and a lot of us really think he's going to do a great job again, but he's not perfect. He's far from it. All these people are. But you know what? They were ready to put his feet to the fire and then some. We need to go back and dig up the skeletons. We need to go after the Hillary Clintons and the Christopher Wrays and the FBI that have looked the other way. And this guy that was supposed to be the border czar, Mayorkas. These people have wronged our country treasonously, horrifically. Harmed our country, and you heard Matt Gaetz having the nerve, the strong fortitude to call out Ray, the FBI director, and he said that, well, the people in Florida, if we're doing such a bad job, we've got a good recruitment program going for the FBI right now. I hope they decimate the FBI and the CIA. They have ripped us off for far too long, and many other government agencies have too. We pay billions and billions and billions of dollars to these people, and all they do is protect and feather their own nests. And they weaponize themselves against the average citizen. And we finally started to see behind the curtain. It's like the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention behind the curtain. Oh, yes, we have. So the blessing of the COVID was it woke people up. I never used to go to city council or school board meetings. I do now.
Absolutely.
And they're doing bad things behind those curtains. They're pulling levers that none of us would want to pull.
Yes, in fact.
Taking the Department of Education apart, that's going to be brilliant. That gal up there in Washington, she's going to guard that with everything she's got. She's going to pull in every dirty trick she can. That call, Lisa's right. Gentle as doves, but as cunning as a serpent. We've got to.
Absolutely. It is time. It is, James, you're exactly right. It's time that we, the people, sit up and recognize that it's the government of the people, for the people, and by the people, and we ought not to sit down and submit and surrender and subject ourselves to the domination of those that are immoral, unethical, that are in the seats of government.
Unrighteous.
And that
look,
pull the
we've
string.
Still got people in January 6th. We've still got people in January 6th that were charged with, what, trespassing, that really haven't been charged with a crime. You know, insurrection and all this horrific stuff. There's only one civilian that died, and she was shot in the back by a questionable guard. And that whole situation is a mess. And that's not what first world countries do. That's what evil, mean-spirited people like Liz Cheney do.
Exactly right. One of the things, and I'm looking at some articles here as we are talking, James. Supreme Court live updates, latest oral arguments on transgender care case. That's a good example of the government going awry. Since when does the government have the authority to take a child and tell the parent that the government has say-so, the parent doesn't, and allow the butchering, the barbaric butchering of healthy body parts because of what is called transgenderism? And one of the things that Joe Biden has done for his entire administration is to push the LGBTQ IP plus sodomite agenda and the transgenderism, so that even now in our departments, military departments in the U.S. military in all branches, where they're giving transgender surgeries to military people, and it runs between $250,000 than $1 million per patient, and they will never, ever, ever, ever be capable of going to battle if their lives depended on it. And now where there's the question before the Supreme Court, should the government step in and control that child? The government does not own that child. God does. God created that child, and God has charged moms and dads with the responsibility of seeing that child studies the Word, knows the Word, learns the Word, and obeys the Word of God, and is a shining example of what God has given children to parents for, is to impact their lives for eternity through moms and dads. And then when you look at that and understand that at the same time this is taking place with the question about who has the authority to butcher a child, we find the government says in the state of New York, the government says that adultery is no longer a crime. The governor of New York has signed a measure to repeal the statutory ban on adultery. Cheating on your spouse is no longer a crime, she says. That is the governor of the state of New York. So let me, with kind of an exit question, ask you, how should we view that? Should we say, well, that's a state's rights, and so therefore, or do we go back to the basics of what did God create government for? Protect good and to prosecute evil. And we see that falling apart. This reason I'm calling today's broadcast, has our government lost its way?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Yep.
My thoughts are it has. It's completely lost its way. And if we go back to our founding fathers, I think it was John Adams, one of them said, this government that we're now creating under God's guidance is not valid for anything other than a Judeo-Christian society with moral
yes.
ethics.
Yes.
So, and we've gone so far away from that, and you know, we could talk all day about who's at fault for the reason it's decayed like this, but I take that DEI thing and I've associated it with divisiveness, exclusionaryism, and insidiousness like a cancer. All these things that the enemy has used to try to twist good people into thinking that something like transgender intervention and things like that, the government or a classroom or a teacher can say, oh, no, don't tell the parent we're going to do this and that. Go back to the Ten Commandments and go back to the Bill of Rights, the 10 and 10, as one of my dear buddies says. Just do your basis on that, and let's have common sense involved. When it comes to the military has one job, and that's to break things and kill people. Period. I was in the military. That's what they're supposed to do. Our government is supposed to provide us a place that we can have a life kind of thing, and they're supposed to guard us from all enemies, internal, domestic, and foreign. So they're supposed to guard our borders. They have let us down at every concept. They let a virus in here and lied about where it came from. They told us to get a vaccine that now it's obvious and hitting people in the face that, hey, that vaccine might not have been the appropriate cure for what we were faced with. We got lied to, guys. A lot of the different things that they've done, they've lied to us consistently, and it's taken forever for the truth to come out. And they've tried to hide the truth.
Yes, James, you touched on that. I'm looking at a headline, threatens every child in America. A boy forced to get a COVID shot against his parents' wishes, now court agrees with it. A state court ruling regarding a forced COVID treatment of a young child at his school is being denounced as something that has threatened every child in America. The comment is from John Carl, a lawyer slash pastor and writer who has written for The Federalist about the case involving a six-year-old Vermont boy. He was vaccinated with an experimental deadly COVID-19 intervention against the parents' wishes, and now the Vermont Supreme Court has endorsed the actions by the state. In other words, the Supreme Court of Vermont just said it's okay for the state to intervene and stab a experimental drug into the arm of a child. And that was true across the nation, where we were told to lock down. We were told we had no choice but to wear a mask. We were told that there must be the separation of 6 feet, etc. Now we're finding out, as I said on this broadcast for two full years or better, that was all a lie. It was fake. It was fictitious. No science that would prove any stretch of the imagination that the 6 foot separation and or that the COVID vaccine would stop the COVID pathogen. They even lied about where it came from. So I see why they're running afraid now for the future of Dr. Anthony Fauci. I call him Sir Anthony Fauci because he came across as being a sole authority on the subject and was co-opted, I believe, by the Wuhan China lab. And it's now evident that those that were supposed to be scientists that signed the document 51, I believe it was, it said that it did not come from the lab in Wuhan, China. All of that's been proven to be fictitious, phony, and a lie. So I believe that they see the handwriting on the wall that President Trump is going into this with all the guns blazing, if you will, and his eyes open, and it petrifies the enemy. So, James, I'm thankful for your call. Thankful for the dialogue and discussion on that subject. We need to keep praying in the recognition that we're still faced with an enemy, and the enemy is Satan. It is a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between God and Satan. It is a battle between the Word of God and the world and the woke society in which we're living in. So it deserves our prayer and our continual awakeness and what we need to do for God's hand to work. Thank you, James, for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904. Thank you. Our telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts about the preemptive pardon for Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, and Dr. Anthony Fauci? Adam Schiff was the one that claimed that he had proof that Donald Trump was co-opting with Putin, that he was a Russian, if you please, plant that was wanted to go into office to undermine and tear down America because he was a puppet for Putin. Listen, they just had, as I touched on a moment ago in the national news, had covered it. The French government ousted in no confidence vote. French government was ousted after lawmakers voted in favor of no confidence motion December the 4th. The National Assembly passed no confidence motion, 331 surpassing the 288 simple majority that was needed. And I'm not saying that we need to do that in America. I think we just had that done by way of the ballot box. And it is my prayer that we see what God is going to do if we keep holding the hands up of Donald Trump. Listen, President Trump and said he's going to make America great again. He listed the things that he's going to do. He said he's going to shut down the U.S. Department of Education. Trump said he's going to seal our northern borders and our southern borders. Trump's just had a confrontation with Trudeau from Canada, letting him know that we're going to shut that border down and not let the drugs and the illegal invaders come into our nation. Trump will deport about 20 million illegal invaders. He's got the plan for that, and he's got the people that will be able to do that. We need to pray that God will keep him safe, that God will give him wisdom, God will protect him from the lawfare that hasn't stopped, and listen, will not stop. Just because Trump is going back into office doesn't mean that lawfare is going to stop and just simply not go forward again. The Democrats on the left and the socialist Marxist media will have nothing more on their plate than to try to do everything to undermine and tear down and destroy President Trump. The Bible is very, very clear that we shouldn't put our faith and confidence and trust in man, but in God. So, ladies and gentlemen, I offer this as we close. Keep praying, keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth.